It's your life. Live it. Live on AWR SID Media, from broadcast to baptism.
Pastor Joseph Fada, good afternoon to you. Welcome and thank you very much for agreeing to talk to us.
Good afternoon, and how are you today?
I am well, Pastor. Thank you very much. How are you?
I'm all right.
Lovely, lovely. Today we're talking about a very difficult subject, a very uncomfortable subject, the subject of sin and its consequences. Sin, an ever-present struggle for many. I'm talking for myself now. It impacts not just individuals, but entire communities. It impacts living ripples, and it leaves ripples that can alter the course of lives. So today, we aim to understand the gravity of our actions and the profound need for God's grace and redemption. So, let's just get some definitions first. What is sin, Fundis? Just recap, give us an understanding. What exactly is sin?
Okay, so sin, this is the transgression of the law. This is where there's a standard that has been put in place, and then you fail to reach that standard.
Right.
So when there's a boundary that has been put in place, and then you go beyond the limit or beyond that boundary,
right,
then you have violated what you are not supposed to do.
Okay. So let's talk about personal sins now. How do personal sins impact one's relationship with God and others around them?
Okay. So usually when we're talking of personal sins, we are dealing with private sins.
Yeah.
Those things that I have done that nobody knows, you know,
yeah.
But I know that I have done this wrong thing.
Right.
So how does that affect my relationship with God?
Right.
Because from the psychological point of view, since you have done something wrong,
right,
your mind and heart is filled with fear. It is filled with guilt. And so these emotions, they will want you to move away from God, you know. So the relationship between God and me is destroyed. When we go back to Genesis, when Adam had eaten from that tree,
right,
immediately they felt guilty.
Right.
They now started running away from one who was their friend, the one they would long to talk to and see.
Yes.
But because of that separation, they felt guilty, they felt ashamed.
Yeah. Okay. So in what ways can the consequences of sin extend beyond the individual to affect families, to affect churches, and the broader community?
You know, the tricky part or the sad part with sin is that once you have done something wrong,
right?
Let me give an example of probably the most common sin, which is a sexual sin.
Okay.
Especially in the context of people who are married. When that sin happens, you feel guilty, maybe against your wife or against your husband.
Okay.
There's this psychological, you go home, you find your kids are happy, your wife is happy, but that mind in you will not allow you to freely be, freely be happy with them. So that relationship slowly begins to break down.
Okay.
And in some unfortunate circumstances, when you have committed this sin, you might end up probably contracting HIV.
Mm.
And then you bring it to your innocent partner.
Hey.
And then this person who has been faithful, only to receive this deadly disease, and then now this is where your personal private sin now is going to affect, and the life of your wife will never be the same.
Right.
And maybe to make it even worse, in that same engagement, your wife conceives, and the life of the innocent child will also be born positive.
Sure.
Yeah.
Sure.
And in the long run, probably you die and your children and your wife remain a burden to the community. Yeah, they remain a burden to the community.
Yeah.
And if this thing was avoided, maybe the story could have been different.
Right. So how does the Bible describe the nature and consequences of sinfulness? And how should this influence our understanding of its seriousness?
You can rephrase your question. It's windy where I am.
So you're painting a very serious picture in our daily lives there, Mfundis. I need you to take what the Bible says now and just show it to us from the perspective of the Bible, the seriousness of this.
Okay, so Romans puts it straight to the point. Romans 6, verse 23, it says, "For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life in Christ Jesus."
Right.
So the beauty with God is he does not just show us to say, okay, yes, this is bad, but even to this bad end, there's hope.
Okay.
If we could look at the other things, there is hope. You can still be redeemed, even if you are assured that there's death. So I think we should not end on the dark side. But this is the reality.
Right.
This is the reality. Mm.
Let's talk about something that people hardly ever talk about, Mfundisi, the issue of communal sins. Just give us some examples of communal sins. And after that, those communal consequences of sin. And what the Bible teaches us, what the Bible guides us, the principles that we are guided by the Bible to use as a response.
Okay, there are many examples of communal sin.
Right.
Let me get to the wilderness on the foot of Mount Sinai.
Yeah.
Moses has gone to take the law, and the intent of God was that he wanted to make a nation of priests.
Right.
He wanted to make a nation of priests, whether you are a woman or you are a man. In God's design, he wanted all of us to be priests.
Okay.
But when Moses delayed to come, then a communal sin happened.
Okay.
You know, those guys said, no, we can't continue waiting for how long.
Okay.
Let's do this for ourselves.
Yeah.
And when they did what they did, the consequences were fatal.
Right.
You know, the consequences were fatal because that very day, 3,000 people died.
Mm.
You know, so this is an indication to say when there's a communal sin, the consequences are also communal.
Right.
And now this privilege shifted from the people being the whole nation of being a priest, it was now reserved to the tribe of Levi.
Right.
So now those are the ones who are now, instead of the whole nation, the privilege was lost.
Right.
So when we have done something communally, when we agree to rebel against God, there are consequences. Again, on the Jordan River, before the children of Israel could cross into the promised land, they slept with the Moabite women, they drank wine, they did all the things that they did. That was another example of communal sin.
Right.
And this is where now God said, okay, fine, all of you then, you will not proceed into the promised land.
Okay.
Only these younger ones, you know, who were born along the way, that the ones who
Right. Okay. This is my final question, for instance, and I'll let you go. How then? How can repentance and seeking God's forgiveness transform the negative consequences of sin into opportunities for growth and renewal?
The beauty, like we read from Romans 6, it says the gift of God. But even if the consequences of sin is death, but there's also the gift of God.
Yeah.
And in Isaiah 59, verse 2, it says the hand of the Lord is not short
right
to rescue us from danger. All God wants is once we have realized our weaknesses,
right,
both as individuals and as a community. In Second Chronicles says, if the people are called by my name,
right,
shall humble themselves and repent from their wickedness,
right,
God says, I will hear them and I will heal their land. So God is ever willing to take care of us,
yeah,
regardless of how far. The only challenge which is there is that psychological aspect where you feel guilty to say, I think I can't pray. I have sinned too much.
Right.
And God cannot, no. God cannot listen to me.
Yeah.
He can only listen to those. And this is where I would want to emphasize on the prayer of David. David knew that psychologically he was defeated, and that when you are in the wrong, the Spirit of God is withdrawn.
Okay.
And yet he says, do not withdraw your Holy Spirit from me.
Yeah.
However, remove this stony heart from me.
Hey.
And give me the heart of flesh.
Right.
I am prone to wander. I am prone to leave the God I love.
Right.
Not because I don't love God.
Yeah.
But you know, situations happen.
Oh, of course,
but if we are able to cling to that man of the cross, he is willing and ready to welcome us back home.
Right, right. Wow. Very interesting. Thank you very much. Thank you very much, Mfundis. I'm going to leave it there for today, but we continue with this theme. Hopefully we'll get an understanding, a clearer understanding with every passage of time and every conversation we have. Pastor Joseph Farah, thank you very much for your time.
Thank you so much, and God bless you.
God bless you too, Mfundis. Appreciate your insights. And that's how we end our daily focus for today with Pastor Joseph Farah. He comes back tomorrow to continue along the very same line. Don't forget, this is not only for one day. The concept of sin and sinners is what we'll be talking about the entire week. We're talking about sinners the entire week. And so Pastor Farah has agreed to be our teacher, and we'll be sitting at the feet of Pastor Farah the whole week at 2 o'clock to have an understanding of this.
Adventist World Radio, SID Media. We are not general practitioners. We are specialists in Bible-based content.